Hello, this is Ramesh Rubin. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. The Securities Commission of Malaysia introduced a revised version of the Malaysian Code of Corporate Governance in April 2017. The salient features of this fourth edition of the Corporate Governance Code in Malaysia were discussed in the recent edition of AB. In this podcast, I will discuss further on the newly introduced CARE approach, which stands for Comprehend, Apply and Report. Comprehend, Apply and Report, or CARE, encourages companies to clearly identify the thought processes involved in practicing good corporate governance, including providing fair and meaningful explanation of how the company has applied the practices. CARE aims to reinforce mutual trust between companies and their stakeholders by promoting meaningful disclosures that will be relied upon by stakeholders to have effective engagements with the company. It also promotes a culture of openness and mutual respect that benefits both the company and its stakeholders. Firstly, we shall look at the comprehend element. For most organizations, its economic, environmental, and social responsibilities have a crucial role in determining its operations, performance, and ultimately its ability to sustain its business or activity on a long-term basis. In recent times, these responsibilities or dimensions have been strongly influenced by the entity's various stakeholders such as investors, customers and suppliers, as well as its employees and regulators alike. As such, boards of entities should make a conscientious effort to understand and take into consideration these dimensions when making key strategic and operating decisions to ensure that they are able to operate successfully and sustain growth. It is paramount that boards understand and realize that good corporate governance practices such as effective internal controls, ethical behavior and transparency play a significant role in minimizing risks, corruption and other inappropriate acts that can adversely affect the entity and its stakeholders. To facilitate a good understanding of the principles and practices, the MCCG clearly sets out the intended outcomes of each principle and its related practices. Guidance is also provided to assist in the application of the practices. In this respect, the board and management should, among others, read and understand the MCCG, the Bursa Malaysia Corporate Governance Guide, and other relevant documents and information. Obtain assistance if further guidance is required to understand the MCCG. Attend relevant training and development programs on an ongoing basis to keep abreast with corporate governance development, and ensure employees fully understand and appreciate the importance of good corporate governance processes and procedures by creating awareness within the organization, providing training and ongoing communication. Next, let's look further at the apply element. The new MCCG aims to ensure more effective application of the principles and practices of corporate governance above and beyond mere compliance with rules and regulations. The underlying driver for this would be a change in mindset and corporate culture amongst corporations and its key players, so as to move away from a form-filling or box-ticking approach to one with more substance. To facilitate this change, the MCCG adopts the apply or explain an alternative approach, which is meant to promote a more meaningful application of good corporate governance practices. With this new approach, boards are expected to effectively apply the prescribed practices based on specific environmental factors that affect an entity's business or operations, such as its nature and complexity of business, size or volume of activity, as well as the risks it faces. This is definitely in the right direction to move away from the very often less effective standardized or one-size-fits-all approach in the past. In circumstances where the board finds that it is not able to implement any of the MCCG practices, they are required to put in place a suitable alternative practice to meet the intended outcome. For large companies, the board is further expected to disclose the measures they have taken or intend to take to enable them to adopt the MCCG practices, together with the time frame required for the adoption. To achieve the intended outcome, the guidance section in the MCCG explains how the practices may be applied to do so and the board should endeavor to adhere to the guidance when implementing the MCCG practices. Finally, let's discuss on the report component. Corporations should not view the new requirements as a burden on their operations, but instead view the corporate governance disclosures as a means to highlight and share with its various stakeholders that it has holistic and effective corporate governance arrangements in place. The opportunity to communicate this with stakeholders can be manifested through informative disclosure on their application of the MCCG practices in their reports. In light of this, the MCCG require companies to provide meaningful explanation on how it has applied each practice. Where there is a departure from a practice, the company must 1. Provide an explanation for the departure, and 2. Disclose the alternative practice it has adopted and how the alternative practice achieves the intended outcome. In addition to the above, when large companies depart from a practice, they are also required to disclose actions which they have taken or intend to take, and the time frame required for them to achieve application of the prescribed practice. When this is done, companies must carefully consider and be closely guided by the guidance in the MCCG. Companies are strongly encouraged to adopt the step-up practices, and when they do so, to disclose the application of these practices to demonstrate their commitment to the higher standards of corporate governance. Thank you.